and gentlemen, please stay tuned for a live television first as we attempt to commune with the devil.
Y'all, this has been a long time coming. About last year, we were at South by Southwest. We're currently at South by Southwest by the time you're watching this. And I was wanting to see this movie, Late Night with the Devil. And this is a movie that's just been on my radar ever since. Of course, I missed it at South by, missed it at Overlook Film Festival. But I finally got the chance to watch Late Night with the Devil. And I just want to talk about it. And I mean, by the way I'm talking, you know, this one's it. This one's the horror movie you've been waiting for. So before we get into it, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you are following us wherever you can, whether it's Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff. You know, we got to get those numbers up all over the place. But let's talk about Late Night with the Devil. So like I said, this had its premiere at South by Southwest last year. And we've been tracking this movie, wanting to know when it was going to come out. I had a feeling it would come out for Halloween. I was wrong. Halloween last year, of course. But then it finally started to get a little bit more, I would say, juice cranking this year, and we heard that it was going to be coming out in March, and here we are. It is about to release. We got the honor to watch it early on, and we are here to rave about it. So before we get into it, let's give a big round of applause to David Lasmalshian, who's just been on a roll lately. We've loved seeing David in everything he's been in, and recently in Oppenheimer, as well as The Last Voyage of the Demeter, and as well as Boogeyman. David's definitely been one of those actors. First time I ever saw David was in Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy, and ever since then, I think David has just been a great come up, and I'm excited to see them. I think this is the movie that's really going to prove what David Lasmalshian can do, and I'm very excited to see his career really take a jump from this one, because I think what we see him do here as an actor is just incredible work. And, you know, a lot of times, I will just tell you, a lot of the big awards and everything, they will never bat an eye for horror, even if it's one of the best movies of the year and all of that. Rarely does that happen, and that's just because of the way the political system and everything works in the award ceremonies and all of that. But I will say that we will always give them their flowers here. Late Night with the Devil is directed by an Australian duo called Colin and Cameron Carnes. And I think Australian horror has just been on the rise ever since The Babadook all those years ago. And just recently, as we have seen other Australian horror films just last year with Talk to Me, Take the Whole Thing by Storm. This year as well at South by Southwest, there's another horror called The Mugai. And you know, Australia's just been on the come up when it comes to horror, and I'm excited for more Australian horror. Here we have Late Night with the Devil by this duo, and apparently what I've read is that they sent David Lasmalshian the lookbook for the film after he did like an article about TV guide programs and stuff like that on Fangoria, I believe. And the way they did this lookbook was like a TV guide-esque lookbook. Those old school things you would read to see what was going to be playing on TV weekly and all of that. And David was so impressed by that, he hopped on immediately. This film basically follows a late night host called Jack Del Roy, who is played by David Lasmalshian. And on this late night show, he has several guests. He's been having a little trouble with ratings, so he's got to bring it back up. And so, you know, he's going to do whatever it takes on this Halloween special. What happens is he brings in somebody who can speak to the dead. He brings in somebody who is like a skeptic trying to decipher if things are real or not. And he also brings in a parapsychologist with their latest subject, a girl named Lily, who was apparently part of a satanic cult, and she was the only one that survived a big fire that happened. And so now David Lasmalshian's character of Jack Del Roy has this big program. It's going to bring him back on the map, and I won't give it any further plot details, because I think it's best to enjoy this movie without knowing anything about it and just taking it in as a surprise, because it is a surprise. So I think everybody in here, from David Lasmalshian, Laura Gordon, who also plays Dr. June Ross Mitchell, the parapsychologist, Ian Bliss, who plays the skeptic, Faisal Bazzi, who plays the person who can talk to the dead, Ingrid Torelli, who plays Lily, and everybody else involved here, amazing, amazing job at playing these characters. It's all set on the set, and it's kind of like edited in a way where you have the found footage of the set, and at the same time, like the found footage of the tape itself, but you also have these like moments when the show goes into breaks, and then it cuts it in black and white, and so like the people are actually being themselves. They're not putting on the faces they put on during the show. And it's interesting to see, because that's exactly how show business is, right? Like, you see these people on TV, they're just putting on these faces, these masks for the TV, and it maybe not is how they really are. And it's really interesting. The movie goes ahead and showcases that, I feel. I think one of the most interesting aspects of the film, as well, as just seeing these very different personalities clash with one another, because you have all of these people who believe these certain things, and all of them are trying to figure out what exactly is going on tonight. And nobody really has a clear answer until the very end, and the end really comes at you fast. Like I said, I think David Dasmalchian here does a great job of playing this character of Jack. And Jack is a character with so many layers. So many things have happened in their life and are currently happening, and you see how they're dealing with all of this at once, while at the same time trying to keep their show alive, trying to keep those ratings from dipping, and just trying to be number one at points. And I think the way that the story is edited together as well really makes this one go super fast. And even though it has a sweet spot of an hour and 30 minutes, I think that it really flies by the time it's done. I wanted to see more of this whole world that they had created, because I think what was really interesting about it is that all of these characters sort of had little snippets about their lives, and each one of them could honestly be a whole movie in itself. And I really enjoyed seeing it all unfold, but by the end of it, I wanted to see more and learn more about these characters. I think the actress who plays Lily played Lily very well. It was a very menacing role, but at the same time, she played like an innocent child. And I think it was interesting to see those dynamics go back and forth, and not just like this was a character that was innocent at the beginning and they were sweet, and then by the end of it, they turned evil and horrifying. This was a character that was switching between them in like 5 to 10 minutes every time. And it was great seeing that transition back and into this very sinister character of Lily. But every actor honestly just really hit it out of the ballpark with this one. And like I said, David Dasmalchian specifically was just something to see in this role as Jack Delroy, a very tormented character, trying to find answers as well, but at the same time being tormented by this new evil on the set. Like I said, the storytelling was very quick, the editing was very sharp, and no moment was this movie ever dragging, in my opinion. Every single time something happened, you were just itching to see what was about to happen next, and that's always something you want from a movie. You want the movie to leave you wanting to see more, not asking when is this going to be over, which I never felt with this movie. I think the edit... Also, the effects here are great, from the practical effects to all the other effects that they do for the TV studio and all of that. Practical effects, let's talk about that for sure, because there is some moments that are going to catch you off guard and really leave you squirming. The gore in here is a minimal gore, but it is very effective and strong, honestly, even much more effective than some movies that just rely on gore. And I'm not going to name any names, but we know some movies that just go overboard with it, where it's just like, I wonder how much paint, how much glue, how much corn syrup that took. No, here it was like, oh my god, that just looks horrible. And then it moved on from that. And I really love the aspect of it not really trying to focus so much on it, but just hitting you right at that moment. And it was really impactful, honestly. I think overall, as a film, the directors did an amazing job here. I see so much potential and so much coming from both of these directors in the future. There is just something special that was caught here. And I think as writers, they were able to capture a sort of era, and at the same time give us a horror film that I think is going to stand the test of time. It just has a longevity to it, because I think that a lot of things and topics that they discuss in here are still topics and things that we discuss today. And I think that a lot of the emotional beats of it as well hit so hard, honestly. Like I said, David Dalmatian's character is just a character that I found myself really sympathizing for. There was so much happening in his life, and you were just wondering what exactly could he even do now after all of this as well. It is a sort of slow burn in a way, I guess, because things really pick up more towards the end, but I really don't see it being considered something that's too slow, because things are constantly happening, but they're amplifying from the next scene to the next. And it was just insane to see everything happen, that when that finale really comes in, and it comes in hard, fast, and strong, and you're just there like, what am I watching compared to what I just started watching like an hour and a half ago? And by the time that finale hits, you're going to be there with your jaw on the floor, because this is just one of those finales that is just insanity. And I will say, Last Night with the Devil gets a 5 out of 5 from me. One of the best horror movies, I think, of the last decade. And I really am happy to see everybody in this cast, the directors, flourish, but especially David Dasmalchian, who I think has just been an amazing actor these last couple of years. And we need more of David leading. So here's hoping we see David leading in more films. Very excited for what the future holds for everybody in this. The directors as well, like I said, really have a bright future ahead of them with this. And I really hope you enjoy it once you watch it. Let me know what you think. I think one of the biggest aspects that I really enjoyed about the film is that it stuck true to the era it was in, with the 70s, with the color palettes, the cinematography. You really felt like you were watching a master tape that was long lost and now has been found, that you shouldn't be watching, and honestly could be cursed if you were watching this. I think that what we see here is a very disturbing piece of media, and the way that all of the actors play it off as well, it wasn't like they were acting. They really genuinely felt like they were on this TV show. And I think that goes to another layer, right? Because acting in a movie, whether it's a horror movie and all of that, you sort of have to act in a different manner. But here you're acting as if you're acting for a studio audience at the time. I don't know how to explain it. There's layers to this, you know, but it just works so well. Once you see it, you know what I mean. Believe it, it will be out in some theaters, and it'll also be on Shudder at a point before, I think, the summer. I believe April it will be on Shudder, and it will have a theatrical run starting March 22nd. So definitely check this one out. I would say go check it out in the theater if you can't, but if you can't go out to a theater, make sure you watch it once it's streaming on Shudder, because you cannot miss this one. Overall, worth the wait. Waited a year to watch this, and the hype was still there, and it met the hype, the expectations that I had for it that whole year. Later. Can I wait to talk more spoilers and all of that once everybody sees it? One of our favorite movies, but make sure you watch all of our other videos. Continuing coverage at South by Southwest this week. Check out our reviews, reactions. All of that can be found earlier if you go to our Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all of that. And as always, I'll see all of you next time. Stay safe, stay positive.